the honor and glory of God, and in honor of the memory of the man who touched us all. In your program, would you take that and stand with me? And with our spirits, sing. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Sing it together, hermanos de la Iglesia Bautista Libertad. No malos hombres, vengan aquí, párense aquí y cantamos una estrofa en español. Rápidamente, los hermanos de la Iglesia Bautista Libertad. Amen. Let's all sing together. Amen. On the first stanza. Amen. Let's sing together. Amen. I cannot today what tomorrow may bring. Amen. Let's sing. Amen. I cannot today what tomorrow may bring. If shadow or sunshine or rain. Rock. just the men singing, all the men singing on the third stanza. Let's sing men, amen. I know that he saved me, will carry me through, no matter what it all becomes. Why should I then care for the tempest may blow if Jesus walks close to my everybody side. Sing amen, all in my faith. On the last stanza, just the ladies and all the men, we sing with them on the chorus. Ladies, on the last stanza, amen. Our Lord. Yes. Yes, amen. Amen, that's it. Amen. Let's all sing together, amen. En el coro, amen. En el coro, on the chorus, amen. E vivo por fe.
Thank you.
what Brother Wood wanted. We consider Brother Wood our daddy. And the Lord for our Spanish-speaking people. And that's why you see so many Spanish taking part in this service. We rejoice. That's what mission is all about. And at this moment, brother, we're going to ask some brethren to come and just give a short word of testimony before we bring the message. We'll have another song. Pase, hermano. Vamos a ganar testimonio rápidamente. Pase, hermano.
Que tiene amigos ha de mostrarse amigos. Brother Roy just said that Brother Jack was like a father to us. He was also a friend to us. Some people may not understand this, but a lot of people are not from Texas, so they don't understand this. But in Texas, for a Mexican to have a gringo friend, something special. This is Texas. Brother Jack was a friend of sinners. He was a friend of preachers. He stood by the preachers. He stood by his friends. Brother Jack was a friend of the church. He stood with the church. Brother Jack was a friend of the Spanish-speaking people. And Brother Jack was a friend of Spanish-speaking people not the last 5 years when it became popular. I'm talking 30, 40 years ago when it wasn't popular. Before you all ate tacos. You cannot picture a nation, Brother Wood was also a man of history. He always read history, always talking about reading this history books and reading about people. And you know, you cannot picture America without an Abraham Lincoln, you know. You cannot picture America without Abraham Lincoln. If you read history, this country didn't want Abraham Lincoln for president. They fought a war over it. But as I look back at close to 50 years of ministry, this church didn't want Jack Wood either. And they fought a war over it. You cannot picture America without Lincoln. And history of the Lord Terrace will show that you cannot picture this church without Jack Woods being a part of it. Brother Wood was like a general. But he was like a special general. If you read history, you read a man named Patton. No politician. No beat around the bush. Not trying to be president of nothing. Just trying to win a war. Not a very popular general, but a very good general. So we salute this general.
Brother Jack was a very special friend. That was a very special friend, my wife and I. It's our privilege to know Brother Wood for over 25 years. He had a great part in all the work that's been done in the cutthroat Mexico. He touched hundreds of lives there in the cutthroat Mexico, and he's been a great blessing to the pastor there. Been a very special friend to him. Preached many, many, many times there in the church there in Mexico, and he had a very special place in all of our hearts there in Mexico. And will never be forgotten by us. and always have a special place in the heart.
Mi nombre es Roberto Arellano.
My name is Roberto Arellano.
Nuestras condolencias a la familia Madera.
My condolences to the Wood family.
Vengo de Monterrey para acompañarles.
I come from Monterrey to be with you.
Quiero decirles que fue una gran bendición haber conocido al hermano Madera.
I want to tell you it was a great blessing for me to have met Brother Jack.
Hace más de 25 años.
More than 25 years ago we met.
Estábamos en Arcola, Texas con hermano Kimbo.
We were in Arcola, Texas in a meeting with Brother Kimbo.
Y ahí asistió el hermano Madera.
And Brother Wood was at that meeting.
Él sabía un poquito español y nos comunicamos.
Brother Wood knew a little Spanish and we communicated.
Y les dijimos de la obra de Dios allá en México.
And we talked to him about the work of God there in Mexico.
Luego sintió el impacto del amor para la obra misionera en México.
He was moved about the work that God was doing in Mexico.
Y de ahí para acá él empezó a venir y a regresar a México.
He continued to go to Mexico and travel to Mexico.
Quiero decirles que fue una gran bendición todos estos años para nuestro ministerio.
For our ministry, Brother Jack was a great blessing.
Tanto moral y espiritualmente.
Morally and spiritually.
Él nos ayudó y nos animó.
He inspired us and helped us.
Amen. Los hermanos mexicanos hemos perdido un hermano.
The Mexican brethren, Mexican
que vamos a extrañar,
brother,
vamos a extrañar bastante.
We're gonna miss a whole lot.
Si hemos aprendido a hacer la obra de Dios allá en México,
if we have learned to do the work of God in Mexico,
fue por tanto que él nos enseñó.
Was a lot of what Brother Jack Wood taught us.
Yo agradezco a Dios haber conocido al hermano Madera.
I thank God that God let me meet Jack Wood.
Porque él pudo transmitirme sus ideas y su compasión por los perdidos.
He shared with me his compassion for the lost and his ideas.
Hace dos semanas habló conmigo por teléfono.
I spoke with him 2 weeks ago.
Y me dijo, Roberto.
He told me, Robert.
Todas las veces que he ido a México, que ha sido una bendición para mí.
All the times I've been to Mexico, it's been a blessing to me.
Pero quiero hacerte saber que ustedes fueron una gran bendición para mí.
But he wanted Roberto to know that they had been a great blessing to him.
Roberto, yo sé que han hecho todo con sacrificio.
He said, Roberto, I know that you've done all you have done there with sacrifice.
Pero sigue adelante.
But keep on keeping on.
En dos partes del mundo he visto la obra muy grande.
In two parts of the world, Brother Jack said, I've seen the work of God in great scale.
En México y en Ucrania.
In Ukraine and in Mexico.
Y en Ucrania son los pastores negros.
And he spoke about the pastors in the Ukraine.
Yo entendí que me quería decir nuestro hermano Madera.
I understood what he was trying to tell me.
Doy gracias a Dios porque no era racista.
I thank God that Brother Wood was not a racist.
Él amó a los mexicanos como a los todo el mundo.
He loved the Mexicans like he loved the rest of the world.
Y él dijo, Roberto.
He said, Robert.
Sigue adelante.
Keep on keeping on.
Vale la pena.
It's worth it.
Sigue adelante.
Keep on. It's worth it.
Y vengo a decirles a su familia y a la iglesia y a todos los hermanos.
I came to tell his family and the church and all those that are here.
El hermano Madera no ha muerto en nuestro corazón.
That Brother Wood is not dead in our hearts.
Vamos a seguir adelante.
We're going to keep on keeping on.
Vamos a seguir adelante.
We're going to keep on.
Bueno, es una bendición estar aquí.
It's a blessing to be here.
Mi nombre es Rubén Murillo.
My name is Rubén Murillo.
Hay tantas cosas.
There's so many things.
Que vienen a mi mente.
Come to my mind.
Sobre hermano Jack Wood.
About Brother Jack Wood.
Yo fui llamado al campo misionero.
I was called to the mission work.
En esta iglesia cuando estaba en aquel edificio.
In the old building, old Shady Creek Baptist Church.
Él oró por mí.
Brother Wood prayed for me.
Estuvo en mi ordenación.
He was there in my ordination service.
Y hace 22 años.
22 years.
En un basurero.
In a city dump outside of Monterey.
Se hincó.
He prayed.
Y dijo, ¿sabes qué, Rubén?
And he said, Rubén,
Dios va a levantar una iglesia aquí.
God's going to raise a church here.
Y va a ser de bendición para otros.
It's going to be a blessing to others, Rubén.
Y así fue.
And that's the way it was. Just like it was.
Fue de bendición al ir a predicarnos y animarnos.
It was a blessing as he was a blessing to us as he went and challenged us and preached to us.
Estuvimos tan cerca.
We were so close.
Que lo sentimos parte de la familia.
That we feel like part of the family.
Nos enseñó lo que era misiones.
He taught us about missions.
No sabíamos en México lo que era misiones.
We didn't know what mission was. He taught us about missions.
Fue y sacudió nuestro corazón por primera vez.
He went and stirred our hearts for the first time.
Amamos la familia.
We love the family.
Amamos a su esposa.
We love his wife.
A cada uno de los muchachos.
Each one of the boys.
Ahora,
now,
debemos de terminar la carrera.
We need to finish the race.
La semana pasada que estuvimos en su casa,
last week when we were with him at his home,
Man Roy le preguntó,
Brother Roy asked him,
¿cuáles son las últimas palabras para estos mexicanos?
What are the last words you have for the Jack, for the Mexicans speaking people?
Nos miró.
He looked at us.
Dijo, terminen lo que empiecen.
He said, finish what you start.
Terminen lo que empiecen.
Finish what you start.
Dijo, yo empecé la carrera.
I started the race.
Y la estoy terminando.
And I'm finishing the race.
Terminen lo que empiecen.
You all finish whatever you start.
I'm sure I speak with the feelings of many of our co-workers. What Elisha felt when he saw Elijah taken away. Padre mío, carro de Israel y su gente de a caballo. And he was taken away and he would not see him again. That was in the Old Testament. But immortality has been brought forth and we shall see our Elijah, our leader, our general on the other side. He's just taken a step ahead of us. To me, to live is Christ, to die is gain. We honor this morning a distinguished man among men, fearless in life, likewise in death. His bravery was inimitable. I met Jack Wood in the brush arbors of South Texas, in the back side of the woods, in the Freer, Texas area. Then we were both preaching in the corners of the little town of Freer in the latter parts of the 50s. Then down in the valley, I saw him again as he was preparing to leave for South America. Didn't get to see him again until in 76 when my brother Roy came back from Bible school, and there was Jack Wood, like a design of God, to give him a little corner there to get started. And ever since that time, Jack Wood, and in my heart and in many of our hearts, was an admiration and a love unceasing, like that described between Jonathan and David. We thank God for this great man. Somebody has already mentioned him, like a father to us. And we miss him to those depths, like a father. God threw away the mold when he made Jack Wood. There'll only be one Jack Wood in our memories. Our hearts go out to his wife, dear wife, faithful through the years, Stoush, that great woman behind a great man. And she'll be in our prayers. Thank God for Jack Wood, the character, the faith, the faithfulness he instilled in our hearts. And if I could hear him, it's like when Moses asked God, what should I tell the people? And you just tell them to march on. And we'll keep on marching, remembering his great leadership, and his inspiration. God bless the family. God bless Shady Acres. Shady Acres has duplicated itself in Iglesia Bautista Libertad. Long live Shady Acres. Long live Libertad. Long live Jack Wood in our hearts.
Wood had asked us to preach, but he asked me to preach in Spanish, so everybody can understand. We'll have an interpreter, amen. And we're going to ask God to help us. Hermano Victor, venga, nos ayuda en esta.
Queremos expresar nuestras condolencias a la familia.
We'll express our condolences to the family.
Gracias por todos los años que nos emprestaron al hermano Wood.
Thank you for all the years that you loaned us, Brother Wood.
Y qué bendición fue para nosotros.
And what a blessing he was to us.
En este día nos reunimos todo el pueblo de Dios.
This day the whole family of God is gathered.
Para honrar un hombre de Dios.
To honor a man of God.
Que honró a Dios.
That honored God.
Y en esta mañana quisiera traer un mensaje simple y corto.
This message this morning will be simple and short.
Él dejó instrucciones.
He left instructions.
Que predicara 20 minutos.
That I preach 20 minutes.
Amen. Y,
we want to make sure we do what he says.
Recordamos una vez.
Remember one time.
Que él dijo que había invertido en la Iglesia Bautista Libertad como $60,000.
One time he mentioned that he invested about $60,000 in la Iglesia Bautista Libertad.
Y en mí.
And in myself.
Y dijo que si me salía fuera de la voluntad de Dios,
and if I would get out of the will of God,
que me iba a matar.
He'd shoot me.
Gracias a Dios.
Thank God.
Que nunca me salí de la voluntad de Dios.
That I never got out of the will of God. Because I think he'd have shot me.
Son tiempos muy preciosos.
Precious times.
1975. Llegó yo, mi esposa y mi niña.
Me and my daughter and my wife came to this town.
No conociendo a nadie.
We didn't know nobody.
Conocíamos a Dios.
We knew God.
Sabíamos que Dios quería que empezáramos una obra en Houston.
We knew God wanted us to start a work in Houston.
Cruzamos por primera vez, yo y Brother Wood.
We crossed paths with Brother Wood.
Pagó los dos días la iglesia Shady Acres bajo la dirección del hermano Wood.
Shady Acres paid the two nights at a hotel.
Después de eso,
they found an apartment for us.
Nos dieron un escuela dominical, un cuartito.
It was a small room in the Sunday school.
Y comenzamos la primera semana de noviembre.
And we started the first week of November.
Comenzamos como con 10 personas.
10 people in that little room.
Hace 23 años.
23 years ago.
Y después de 23 años.
And after 23 years.
La semana pasada.
Last week.
Dios nos dio 1,000.
God gave us 1,000 in attendance.
No solamente tenemos el cuarto de cuna, que no solamente tenemos el cuarto de escuela dominical que Brother Wood nos ofreció.
Not only did we keep the Sunday school room that Brother Jack loaned us 23 years ago.
Ahora tenemos toda la iglesia.
We kept the whole church Brother Jack built 23 years ago.
Nos la vendió.
He sold it to us.
Le dijo, Brother Roy, vamos a tener que hacer esto porque te la tengo que vender por algo.
I can't give it to you, so I gotta put a price on it. I gotta sell it to you for something.
Dame un dólar.
Give me a dollar for it.
Todavía no le damos el dólar.
We ain't given him the dollar
oficialmente.
Yet. Officially, we never gave him back the dollar.
Gracias a Dios que Dios ha sido muy bueno.
But God's been good.
Nunca hemos conocido un varón como el hermano Wood.
We have never met a man like Jack Woods.
Yo gradué de la escuela Tennessee Temple.
I graduated from Tennessee Temple.
Cuando entré aquí.
When I came here.
Y a la iglesia Shady Acres.
At Shady Acres Baptist Church.
Entré a otro mundo.
I came into another world.
Nunca. Nunca.
Never.
Nunca había visto.
I had never seen.
Un hombre como él.
A man like him.
Que gritaba como él.
That would holler like him.
Que levantaba la mano así.
That would do his hand like this.
Y dice, si no pone atención, les voy a amarrar.
And if you don't listen, te voy a agarrar con esto.
Y de ahí nunca había visto un hombre que cargaba pistola.
I had never seen a preacher pack a gun.
Yo realmente me pregunté a dónde fui y me metí.
I asked myself those first few days, where have I landed?
Pero después de 23 años.
After 23 years.
Gracias a Dios que llegué a donde llegué.
Thank God that we were here. We came here.
La historia ha sido preciosa.
The story has been beautiful. No checking account.
Nosotros atendíamos de todo.
We took care of all our business.
Teníamos todos nuestros servicios.
All our services.
Él nunca se metió con nosotros.
He never got interfered with us.
Le damos gracias a Dios.
And we thank God for that.
Una vez hubo un problema muy grande que ya me íbamos a quebrar yo y él hace un año después que comenzamos.
One year after we started, a problem came that would have caused us to split.
Pero por la misericordia de Dios,
but by the grace of God,
él dijo, hermano Roy, tú quédate aquí si quieres.
Brother Jack Wood told me, you stay here, Jack, Roy.
A lo que tú quieras.
Do whatever you need to do.
Pero yo creo que Dios te va a usar.
But I think God's going to use you.
Y gracias a Dios que él sabía lo que estaba hablando.
And he knew what he was talking about.
Y en esta tarde nomás, es un privilegio para mí.
And this evening is a privilege for me.
Lo que ustedes están viendo,
what you are seeing,
puede ser que no entiendan.
Maybe you don't understand.
Y puede ser que tengan poquito celo.
And they may be even a little bit of jealousy.
¿Por qué medio del servicio?
Why in the middle of the service?
Medio servicio.
Have a service.
Es de los mexicanos.
In Spanish.
I don't know. Así es como él creía.
But this is the way he wanted it.
Le damos gracias a Dios.
We thank God.
Por este varón.
For this man of God.
El domingo pasado.
Last Sunday.
Después del servicio.
After the service.
Pasé a ver a Brother Wood.
I went to see Brother Wood.
Tuve un rato con él hablando.
I was talking to him a little bit.
Y le dije, hermano Wood, ya me voy.
Brother Wood, I'm leaving.
Dijo, yo voy a orar por ti, hermano Wood.
And I started to pray for Brother Wood.
Y mientras yo estaba orando,
while I was praying for him,
él comenzó a orar por mí.
He began to pray for me.
Hermanos, terminamos los dos orando.
We ended up praying one for another.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios.
I thank God.
Que antes de irse,
that before he went on home,
él dijo, Señor,
he prayed and said, Lord,
dale poder.
Give him power.
Úsalo grandemente.
Use him greatly.
Dale 20 años más.
Give him 20 more years, Lord.
Para tu gloria.
For your glory and your honor.
Oiga.
Listen.
¿Has tenido alguien que ore por ti así?
Have you ever had someone pray for you like this?
Sabiendo que Dios está ahí.
Knowing that God is there, he's ready to go home.
Hablamos con él y le preguntamos.
We talked to him and we asked him.
¿Qué quieres decirnos, Brother Wood?
What will you tell us, Brother Wood?
Termina.
He said, again, finish.
Yo quisiera nomás en esta mañana hablar cinco cosas acerca de terminar.
I want to talk about five things about finishing.
Yo creo que la mano Wood terminó.
I think Brother Wood finished.
Orando.
He finished praying.
Su familia es testimonio.
His family will give witness.
Que cada vez que alguien entraba allí.
That the last few weeks, every time someone went in there.
Querían que oraran por ellos.
They went that Brother Wood might pray for him.
Oye, yo estoy hablando. Yo estoy hablando.
I am saying.
Que cuando uno conoce un hombre,
that when you know a man,
de oración,
of prayer,
vale más que tú estés con él.
You better be with a man of prayer.
Vale más que tú dejes que él ore contigo.
You better let that man pray for you, pray
y
with
esa oración que él ora,
because that prayer he's praying,
Dios va a contestar.
God's going to answer.
Oh, hermano, yo le doy gracias a Dios.
I thank God.
Él dijo, termina.
He said, finish.
Pero terminó orando por otros.
But he finished praying for others.
Hermanos, terminó orando por su familia.
He finished praying for his family.
Terminó orando por sus hijos.
Praying for his children.
Orando por sus hijas.
Praying for his daughters.
Por su esposa.
For his wife.
Por la obra de Dios.
For the work of God.
Oye, hermano, este hombre.
This man.
Terminó.
Finished.
Orando.
Praying.
Oh, hermanos, ¿cómo necesitamos?
How we need.
Hombres de veras.
Real men.
Que sepan orar.
That know how to pray.
Y cuando usted esté con él.
That when you're with him.
Usted sepa que él ha estado con Dios.
You know that this man has been with God and
oh,
has prayed
for him.
How we need.
Dios levante.
That God would raise.
Hombres de oración.
Men of prayer.
Predicadores de oración.
Preachers of prayer.
Que oren con poder.
That pray with
oh, hermano,
power.
Yo me recuerdo.
I remember.
Que cuando oraba decía, oh Dios.
That when he prayed, he said, oh God.
Yo sabía que Dios iba a venir.
I knew God was coming when Brother Wood said, oh God.
Con esa palabra bien honda.
He had that deep voice when he said, oh God, Lord.
Y hablaba, hermanos, nos quedamos nosotros esperando a ver qué más iba a decir Dios.
See, what else was going to happen?
Amen. Qué bendición es, terminó orando.
He finished praying.
Oh, hermanos, pero yo digo, terminó predicando.
And he finished preaching.
Hermanos, otra vez, hermano John Thompson.
The other day, Brother John Thompson.
Le dije, qué tremendo, miraste a Brother Wood.
Did you see Brother Wood?
Digo, sí.
Yes.
Y me dio un mensaje.
And he gave me a message.
El libro de Juan.
Out of the book of John.
Hermanos, hasta el fin.
Till the end.
Este hombre fue un predicador.
This man was a preacher.
¿Y qué predicador fue?
And what great preacher he was.
Oh, hermanos, donde quiera que este hombre predicaba.
Everywhere he preached.
Iban a querer.
They were going to love him.
Lo iban a odiar.
Or hate him.
Pero iban a hacer algo.
But something was going to get
no
done.
No ibas a ir como viniste.
You were not going to come under his preaching and leave like you came.
Oh, hermanos, yo le digo una cosa. Cuando Brother predicaba.
Paul, when he preached.
Hermanos, Dios obraba.
God would work.
Mucha gente.
Many people.
No lo quería.
They liked him.
Yo lo sabía.
We know they didn't like him.
Pero ustedes saben qué.
But you know what?
Él nunca me dijo a mí.
He never said.
No te juntas con él.
Don't hang around with him.
Porque él no me quiere.
Because he don't like me.
Él era un predicador.
He was a man of God.
Que amaba a Dios.
He loved God.
Y su principal motivo de vivir.
And his principal reason for living.
Era predicar.
Was to preach. He loved
dijo,
preaching.
Si yo no predico, ¿para qué estoy aquí?
If I can't preach, why am I here?
Y dijo, ¿para qué? Yo, él dijo, ¿qué voy a hacer yo si no predico? ¡Me muero!
What am I going to do if I don't preach? He was a preacher.
Hermanos, gracias a Dios.
Thank God.
Que Él nos enseñó.
He taught us.
Cómo predicar.
How to preach it, to finish preaching.
Yo nunca me había asociado con un hombre.
I had never been associated with a man.
Que cada vez que hablaba con él.
That every time you talk to him.
Dice, hermano Roy.
You say, Brother Roy.
Mira, estaba leyendo allá.
I was reading here. Let me give you this. Let me give you this.
Y hermanos, todo el tiempo.
All the time. Call Brother Jack. He had something to give you.
Y hermanos, muchas veces el hermano Victor ha dado testimonio.
Many times Victor has given testimony.
Cuando iban a servicios especiales.
When we were going to special service, especially on the bus.
Y hermanos, y se quedan dormidos hablando.
And Brother Wood would keep you awake till 2 o'clock in the morning talking.
Y de ahí cuando se levantaba en la mañana.
The first thing he did when he woke up in the morning.
Y como te estaba diciendo.
He said, like I was saying, Victor.
Y hermanos. Él siempre
he always
predicó.
Preached.
Hermanos, si ustedes nunca han visto un hombre de poder, you, aquí está un hombre que predicaba con el poder de Dios.
Here's a man that would end the day preaching and start the day preaching.
Hermanos, y predicaba con la unción de Dios.
And he preached with the touch of God.
Hermanos, nosotros los mexicanos,
we the Spanish speaking people,
hermanos, no lo hicimos santo.
We didn't make him a saint.
Pero estaba muy cerquita para hacerlo santo al hombre.
You know, we didn't make him a saint like Catholic, but we're close to it.
Hermanos, le damos gracias a Dios.
We thank God
por este hombre.
For this man.
Y no que lo ensalzamos porque era Jack Wood.
Not that we worship him because he was Jack Wood.
No, porque él ensalzaba al Señor que nosotros servíamos.
But he exalted Christ, and that's why we loved him.
Oiga, hermano, nadie podía ensalzar el nombre del Señor como el hermano Valera.
If anybody knew how to exalt Christ, it was Jack Wood.
Hermano, nadie sabía cómo ensalzar la obra misionera como el hermano Valera.
If anybody knew how to exalt missions, it was Jack Wood.
Hermano, nadie sabía cómo ensalzar la iglesia del Señor Jesucristo como el hermano Valera.
If anybody knew how to exalt the church, it was Jack Wood.
Hermanos, cuando predicaba.
When he preached.
Hermanos, tú sabías.
You knew he was preaching.
Tú sabías que habías ido a la iglesia.
You know you've been to church after you were under
y
his preaching.
Te gozabas.
And you rejoiced
que él había predicado.
That he preached.
Oh, hermano, nuestra iglesia fue bendecida muchas veces.
Our church was blessed many times.
Por eso cada año.
That's why every year.
Tenemos Jackwood Sunday.
Tenemos el día de Jackwood. We have Jackwood Sunday.
Y él ha venido a predicar.
And he would come and preach once a year.
Este año vamos a tener Jackwood Sunday.
This year we're going to have Jackwood Sunday again.
Pero ¿quién va a predicar por él?
But who's going to preach for him?
Espero que alguien se levante.
I pray that someone will arise.
Y predique.
And preach.
Como su papá.
Like Brother Jack did.
Como su abuelo.
Like his grandfather did.
Como su papá.
Like his father did.
¿Cómo necesitamos predicadores?
How we need preachers.
Este día para nosotros hemos venido.
This day for us.
Honrar a un hombre de Dios.
To honor a man of God.
Que ha caído.
That has fallen, finished the race.
Pero sabemos que no ha caído.
But no, he's not fallen in vain.
Que se ha levantado de veras.
He is risen.
En poder, en el nombre del Señor.
And is in heaven.
Oye, hermanos.
Listen.
Terminó orando.
He finished praying.
Terminó predicando.
He finished preaching.
Hermanos, pero terminó alabando a Dios.
And he finished praising God.
Oh, hermanos, no había un hombre que sabía cómo adorar y alabar al Señor como el hermano Wood.
He knew how to praise God.
La palabra del Señor nos dice en Hechos 20:16. Aquí en Hechos 20:24 dice, por ninguna cosa hago caso ni estimo preciosa mi vida para mí mismo, con tal que acabe mi carrera con gozo.
He finished his race with joy.
Hermanos, él terminó regocijándose en el Señor.
Brother Jack finished the race rejoicing in the Lord.
Oye, hermano, yo muchas veces se sentaba aquí el hermano Wood.
Many times he would sit here.
Hermanos, y cuando necesitaba el servicio comenzaba.
And the service would start.
Hermanos, él nomás de repente Dios comenzaba a hablar.
God would begin to speak to his heart.
Podemos ver al hermano Wood hacer así, nomás decía, la mano le hacía así.
And then God would touch his heart, he'd begin to rejoice, and he just.
Hermanos, comenzaba y de repente se quitaba el saco.
And then when it really got on, he'd take his coat off and start swinging his coat.
Y ahí decía, glory, salía.
Y se gozaba, terminó gozando, decía, gloria.
Y cuando tú oías que el hermano Wood estaba diciendo, glory, tú sabías que Dios había llegado.
Y tú cuando sabías que el hermano Wood estaba diciendo, gloria a Dios, sabías que Dios había llegado. Well, you said it, didn't you? It's automatic, whichever way they go.
Pero hermanos, vamos a echar menos esas palabras.
We're going to miss those words of his.
Esas alabanzas.
Those praising.
Ese ejemplo.
That example.
Que él nos dio.
That he gave us.
Este hombre terminó.
This man finished.
Gozoso.
With joy in his heart.
No terminó amargo.
Not that bitter, no regrets.
Hermanos, él dijo, yo le doy gracias a Dios.
He said, I thank the Lord.
Por lo que él ha hecho.
For what he has done.
Dijo, una vez alguien dijo, hermano, yo tenía cáncer en el hígado.
Someone told him one time, when they found out what he had.
Y él le dijo, hermano, oí que hay una curación para ese problema que tienes.
They told Brother Jack, we found there's a pill you can take, Brother Jack, for your illness.
Sí, y puede ser sano.
And you can be healed.
Y dijo, ¿qué? Este está loco.
He said, this people crazy.
¿Quieren que yo?
They want me?
Que pierda la bendición.
That I lose the blessing.
De gozarme con el Señor.
Of going home and being with the Lord.
Y regozándome con él para siempre.
And rejoicing with him forever.
Están locos esta gente.
They're a little crazy.
¿Me quieren que me quede aquí?
They want to get me here.
Oh, yo voy a ir a más arriba.
I'm going higher.
Amen. Voy a estar con mi papá y mamá.
I'm going to be my father, my mother.
Voy a regocijar.
I'm going to rejoice.
He terminado la carrera.
I finished, I'm finished.
Hermano, la terminó.
He finished his
gozoso.
Race. With joy.
Alabando a Dios.
Praising God.
Glorificando a Dios.
Glorifying
honrando
God.
Al Señor,
glory God.
Gloria al Señor por lo glory que hizo en este hombre de Dios.
For what God did through this man.
Es lo que es un predicador.
That's what a preacher is.
Él es lo que es uno que ora.
That's what a man of prayer.
Pero hermanos, terminó.
He finished.
Siendo amigo nuestro.
Being a friend, a true friend.
En estos 23 años.
In these 23 years.
Nunca me crucé con él.
23 years, we never had a cross word.
Nunca discutí con él.
Never argued with him.
Nunca me llamó la atención a mí.
He never had to reprimand me.
Ni yo le dije nada a él.
Did I have anything to accuse him of?
En 23 años.
In 23 years that we walked together.
Qué amigo fue para nosotros.
What a friend he was to us.
No solamente a nosotros.
Not only to us.
El testimonio es en esta mañana.
The testimony is this morning.
Él tenía muchos amigos.
As we can see this morning, he had a lot of friends.
Y aquí está.
And here they are, his friends.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Él fue amigo de predicador.
Because he was a friend of a preacher.
Fue amigo de pecador.
He was a friend of the sinner.
Fue amigo del que estaba caído.
He was a friend of the fallen.
Era amigo del que quería hacer obra para Dios.
He was a friend of he that wanted to do something for God.
Era amigo del que amaba a Dios.
He was a friend of anybody that loved God, he was his friend.
Era amigo del que quería andar una vida santa y pura.
He was a friend of anybody who wanted to live a holy and godly life.
Era un amigo.
He was a friend.
Para muchos.
To many.
Terminó.
He finished.
Siendo buen amigo.
Being a good friend.
A nosotros.
To us.
Recordamos que cuando llegamos.
Remember that when we got here.
No traíamos nada.
We didn't have anything.
El hermano Wood vino.
Brother Wood came.
Literalmente recordamos.
Literally we remember.
Después de Dios.
After the Lord.
Él nos dio todo lo que teníamos.
First God giving us all we have, then Brother Wood gave us what we needed back then.
Usado.
Used.
Por la Iglesia Bautista Shady Acres.
Por God used Shady Acres Baptist Church.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios.
I thank God.
Porque él fue, terminó.
The Brother Wood finished.
Siendo amigo.
Being a friend.
Del pueblo de Dios.
Of God's people.
Y muchas veces.
Many
yo
times,
sé que los hermanos americanos.
And I know that many times.
Los hermanos americanos.
The Anglo brethren.
Tenían celo.
Were jealous.
Hermano Wood.
Brother Wood.
Por la manera.
For the manner.
Que trataba.
That he treated.
A los mexicanos.
The fact that he gave us priority many times.
A los mexicanos.
To Mexicans.
Y yo lo sé bien.
And I know that.
Porque él me dijo.
Because he told me.
Él me dijo.
He would take us, raise the support, and so on.
Muchas veces. Muchas veces.
Many times.
Él trataba de recoger el soporte.
He would try to raise the support.
Para el pueblo mexicano.
For the Spanish-speaking missionary or pastor.
Muchas veces yo sabía.
Many times I knew.
Que esa misma noche recogían todo el sostén para el mexicano.
That they would raise all the support, we wouldn't have to do no deputation.
En una noche.
And one night he would raise it in a meeting.
Dios usaba este varón.
God would use this man.
Para recoger todo el sostén.
To raise all the support for this national.
Y de ahí había un hermano que tenía un año o dos.
And maybe there was an English-speaking missionary that had been 1-2 years on deputation.
Y todavía no podía recoger 50%.
And he could raise 50%. And Brother Jack here had gone ahead for this Mexican, raised all the support one night.
Y yo comprendía.
And people would get mad about that.
Y yo comprendía.
And I understood.
Porque tenían celo.
Why they had jealousy and why they would get mad.
Iglesia Bautista Libertad.
Liberty Baptist Church.
El pueblo hispano.
Spanish-speaking people.
La obra misionera.
The mission work.
Ha perdido.
We've lost.
Un gran amigo.
A great friend.
Gracias a Dios.
Thank God.
Que no lo perdimos.
We ain't lost him.
Él ganó.
He won.
¿Y por qué él ganó?
And because he won.
Nosotros también ganamos.
We'll also shall win.
Pero termino en esto, ya termino.
But I finish with this.
Hermano, ten. Terminó orando.
He finished praying.
Terminó predicando.
He finished preaching.
Terminó alabando a Dios.
He finished praising God.
Terminó siendo amigo de predicadores.
He finished being a friend of sinners and the preachers.
Y terminó.
And he finished.
Con poder.
With power.
Oye, hermano, yo no sé de ustedes.
I don't know about you.
Pero cuando usted estaba cuando usted iba a verlo.
But when you went to see Jack Woods.
Hermanos, en vez que uno trataba de animarle.
You went there, he was sick, and you went to encourage him.
Uno salía bendecido.
You came out of there blessed. He was there encouraging you.
Hermanos, ¿por qué?
Why?
Por eso es el poder de Dios.
That's the power of God on a man.
Hermanos, terminó su vida.
He finished his life.
Con poder.
With power.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque un día conoció a Cristo.
One day he met Christ.
Era un hombre lleno de Dios.
A man full of God.
Hermanos, cuando un hombre está lleno de Dios.
When a man is full of God.
Empieza con poder.
He starts with power.
Y termina con poder.
And he finishes with
la
power.
La palabra del Señor dice, oh muerte, ¿dónde está tu aguijón?
The Bible says, oh death, where is thy victory?
Gracias a Dios.
Thank God.
Que tenemos la victoria.
We have the victory.
En Cristo Jesús.
In Christ Jesus.
Y gracias a Dios.
Thank the Lord.
El jueves a las 3 de mañana, a las 3 de la mañana.
Thursday at 3 o'clock in the morning.
El hermano Wood.
Brother Wood.
Se vistió.
He got dressed.
No de debilidad.
Not of weakness.
Sino de poder.
But of power.
Porque fue trasladado.
Because he was transported.
De este mundo.
From this world.
Al otro mundo.
To that other world.
Oiga, hermano.
Listen.
¿Qué le llama usted eso?
What do you call that?
Yo le llamo eso poder.
I call that power.
Ese es poder de Dios.
That's the power of God.
Que cuando uno termine.
That when you finish.
No termina todo.
Everything does not end.
Porque todo sigue caminando.
Because everything keeps going on.
Porque nosotros funcionamos.
Because we function.
No con nuestro poder.
Not in our power.
Sino en el poder de Dios.
But in the power of God.
Podemos decir en esta noche.
We can say today.
A Dios sea la honra.
To God be the glory.
Y toda la gloria.
And all the praise.
Y todo el poder.
And all the power.
Sea para nuestro Señor.
Be to the Lord.
Gracias, hermanos.
Thank you, brethren.
Por emprestarnos.
For lending us.
Al hermano Wood.
This great friend, Brother Jack Wood.
Yo le voy a echar mucho menos.
We're going to miss him.
Pero una cosa podemos decir.
But one thing we can say.
Hermano Wood.
Sister Wood.
Como yo le dije a usted.
Like I've told you.
Nuestra iglesia.
Our church.
La va a soportar usted.
We're going to support you.
100%.
100%. 100%.
Muchas veces cuando los hombres de Dios mueren.
Many times when the man of God goes on.
Las mujeres.
The women.
Se olvidan de ellas.
Church forgets about them women.
Pero sabe qué?
Do you know what?
Este viejito.
This old man.
Hasta el fin.
Till the end.
Se preocupó.
He worried.
Por su muchacha.
For his daughter.
For his girl.
Por su muchacha.
Su muchacha.
For his girl.
Sister Wood. Hermano Wood. Así le decía. Termino con esto.
I finished with this.
Lo fuimos a ver el jueves.
We went to see him Thursday.
Nos hincamos todos los pastores mexicanos.
A week ago we went Thursday to see him. We all nailed and prayed for him.
Qué bendición fue para nosotros.
What a blessing it was to us.
Pero se levantó el hermano Wood.
But he got up.
Dijo, yo tengo tres carros que quiero vender.
He said, I got three cars. He said, I want to sell.
¿Tú sabes, conoces a alguien que lo pueda comprar?
You know somebody wants to buy a car?
Hermanos, y allí en menos de 30 minutos.
And less than 30 minutes.
Nos vendió tres carros.
He sold us the last three cars.
Gracias a Dios.
Thank God.
Por la inversión.
For the investment.
Que pudimos hacer.
That we could do.
Él dijo, no le quiero dejar ni una carga a mi viejita.
I don't want to leave a burden to my wife, this van. I want to take care of this.
Yo quiero que ella esté bien cuidada.
I want her to be taken care of.
Oiga, hermano.
Listen.
Qué predicador.
What a preacher.
Que amó a Dios.
He loved God.
Amó la iglesia.
He loved the church.
Amó su esposa.
Loved his wife.
Amó su familia.
Loved his family.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Por venir.
For coming.
Y acompañarnos.
And being with us.
En este día.
In this day.
Donde honramos.
Where we honor.
A nuestro papá espiritual.
Our spiritual father.
Dios les bendiga.
God bless you.
Vamos a pedir, brother Ruben y la hermana, vengan y canten el Dios de la montaña y terminaremos y daremos el servicio al hermano Wood. We thank you, brother, for coming. And brother Ruben and sister Valeria are going to sing The God of the Mountain the way brother Wood wanted it sung. After the song, the service will be our pastor, Brother Danny Farney. Brother Wood, what's going on? Pase, hermano. And our pastor was Brother Wood here, Shady Acres Baptist. And the baton has been passed by Brother Danny. Brother Danny, we'll work together until the Lord Jesus Christ comes again. You'll take the place of Brother Wood for us. And we'll be looking to you, brother. We'll be looking to you. Pray for us. Thank you. May the Lord bless you.
We are going to sing this song in the honor of Brother Jack Wood, who was a missionary's friend, an example to us. In the battlefield. I know it's easy when you're up on that mountain and you got peace of mind, like you never know, but when things change and you're down in that valley, don't lose faith, for you'll never be alone. And he got up of that mountain. He's still got in the valley when things go wrong. He'll make it right. When you walk in that valley,
so very easy. When the night has been spent, when I down in that valley, with my trials and temptations, that's where I see that he's really good to me. And he got up of that mountain.
Jack Wood was born December the 28th, 1928, and he would have been 70 years old this December. Pastored this church for well over 20 years, preached around the world, was a great supporter of missions, and did everything he could to help missionaries and the mission calls around the world. He's survived by his wife of 46 years, Yvonne, his sons, Jack, James, David, John, Joe, and Jeff, and his daughters, Priscilla, Marcia, and Joanna, 23 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren. Also survived by his brother John Paul Wood and his sisters Lila and Mary. I'd like, if you would, all the preachers and missionaries, if you'd stand, please, at this time. We'd like to just recognize those. If you would, just introduce yourself and tell us where you're from or where God's called you to. If you're a missionary, we'll start right down here, Brother Allen.
Pastor Allen Whitmer, Central Valley, Pennsylvania,
Brother John.
John Brady,
amen, Brother George. All right, let's start back at the front here again, please, Mike. All right, y'all speak up, please, where everybody can hear.
Yeah.
Jimmy, start back here.
John Johnson, pastor of Good Old Baptist Church, Lake City, Indiana. The
Houston.
Mr. Robert is in Gateo Houston Fundamental, Brownsville, Texas.
Robert Arellano, El Calvario de Monterrey.
Rubén Murillo, Misionero, México.
Joe Carrizales, Beautiful Gate Baptist Church, San Antonio, Texas.
John Green, Parker Memorial Baptist Church in Lansing, Michigan.
Okay, let's start over here on that side. If y'all would speak up loud as you can so folks can hear. Today. We appreciate all the friends that are here to encourage the family at this time. It's a great blessing. And I would like to ask maybe about three preachers to come give a short word of testimony at this time. Brother Sonny Talbert, if you would come, and Brother Hank Thompson and Brother James Burnett. If you three men would come and just give a short word of testimony. And also, I'd like for, while they're coming. Bill Sellers was a special friend of Brother Jack Wood. And if he wouldn't mind, I'd like for him to come say a word. And also John Lowther, if you'd come, just say a word. And Brother Brownie Rogers, if you'd come say a word.
Just want to praise the Lord for the short time that I got to know Brother Woods. I didn't know him as long as y'all did, but I really thank the Lord for... We met Brother Woods back at Brother Homer's years ago at the pastor's school, and he kind of befriended me then. And as I think about Brother Woods, pretty much everything was said today is what I think. Since I've known him, he's always been an inspiration to me and the people of our church. I thank God, as somebody had mentioned that he wasn't a racist. He saw me as a black preacher, and he got a real burden for our people and our work. And I thank him, because as long as I've known him, he's always just challenged me to be faithful, to love the Lord, to be a real person. I look back and I think about, it was two men that were a real inspiration in my life as a pastor and as a believer. It was Brother Lester Roloff and Brother Jack Woods. Brother Jack Woods, to me, he's a hero to me. A real hero. One preacher said there's not a lot of men around, but Brother Jack Woods was a real man. And I just love him. Our church, we got a small church, and all of our folks really love Brother Woods. He came in and preached at our church, and the whole church just kind of loved him. And it was like we knew him a whole lifetime. And I know that all of them wish they could be here right now to be a part of this, and I surely will go home and tell them about it. But thank God for Brother Jack Woods, and thank God for Sister Woods. They let us stay at their home back in the camp meeting in August. And I can think about all the wisdom. I just sat there and got to listen to him for about 4 or 5 days and soak it in. And you can rest assured of one thing. What he told me is still with me. So just want to thank the Lord for old Brother Woods again. Amen.
Preacher, I could stand here all day, all night, and go over the blessings that Brother Jack Wood has been to me and my family. I met him about 25 years ago at an airport in Western Salem, North Carolina. Brother, like you said, you go pick up this evangelist. And I said, Preacher, I don't know him. He said, oh, you'll know him. He'll stand out. He'll be different from everybody in Western Salem. And I said, oh, really? He said, oh, he'll stick out like a sore thumb. I said, what do you mean, Preacher? He said, oh, he'll have a cowboy hat on, have cowboy boots, have a Bible under his arm, and he knows you're coming. When he sees you, he'll say, hello, sonny boy. Sure enough, that's the way it was. God knitted their hearts that day. I appreciate the blessings of the Lord and the fact that our paths crossed. And I'll never forget that day. I'll never forget the times that he'd call up and I'd call him. As Brother Roy said, he always had an outline, always had a message. It was always a blessing. And I thank for Brother Jack. I think that you wouldn't be around in no time, and you knew he'd been forgiven by the grace of God. You talk about from the narcotics to the Nazarene. Now I'm telling you, it's evident that God was in his life. As a man of faith, all he thought about was souls and missions. He was a fiery preacher. And I read of John the Baptist coming out of the wilderness. I think of in our day of John the Baptist, I think of Brother Jack Wood. He was a fiery preacher. He'd fire you up. He got on preaching. You'd want to preach yourself. the fiery preacher. But he was a great friend. The Bible said a friend loveth at all times. Brother Jack Wood was a friend. And I appreciate the influence Brother Jack's had on my life and my family, my children. God's blessed us with five children. In the eyes of my family, my children, and myself, Brother Jack Wood was our hero. And I appreciate the fact that one day God let our paths cross. I appreciate his family and his wife. I appreciate Shady Acres Baptist Church. What a blessing this church has been to me and my family. God bless you.
Well, when I think of Brother Wood, number one thing I think of all of us do maybe is the great preacher he was. But I think even more than a great preacher, he loved greater. He loved with a love you can't explain. And we all know that because he loved so many of us. I mean, he loved us. He cared. I don't know how many times, I can't imagine what his phone bill must have been. Just call you up on the phone. He never talked short either. He got talking. He was a talker. He was after it. I loved to hear him call. It was a real privilege to know somebody cared so much. And not only he cared, but then he was inspirational. I mean inspirational. He left you fired up. Just changed you. Can't explain it. You just knew he loved you. And he fired you up. He gave you visions. He scared me to death. Years ago, Brother Farley came over and preached our first missions conference we had once we came to Texas. Brother Wood started coming. I hated so much he couldn't come this year. Look forward to Brother Wood preaching that mission. Close out on us on Sunday. I remember we went over 200,000. I was in shock. But that was his dream for us, you see. He dreamed dreams for all of us. He had big dreams for us. Truth is, a lot of things were weeping because he dreamed the big dreams, not us. He dreamed big dreams for us. I love him. Love his wife. We will support it. I tell you, I really don't know. I guess if I'd never done a funeral, it isn't my place to do it. But we have to take an offering. If I'd take an offering for this funeral, for this lady, and for this church, for this man who loved us. All he did was raise money for people. That's all he did. Just raised money, inspired us, challenged us, kept us going. I'd have never dreamed what happened in our church has happened. And I know that wouldn't without dreams of that man. I owe everything to him. I told my church,